broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for November the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. As you know, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you also know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Normally, we do our recap of the previous day's show. We'll skip that, get to that a little later. Now, we got an incredible guest. We mentioned to you last week, or maybe the week before, can't remember, time just flies when you're having fun, advocating for the sacred cause of liberty. Nevertheless, we talked about the 8th through the 11th, an incredible event will be happening. Well, it's already started, ladies and gentlemen. The kickoff was yesterday. Today, it continues right on through the 11th. Hundreds of thousands to go on strike, a four-day nationwide strike to protest over vaccine mandates. Believe it or not, the Epoch Times now wrote an article about it. Incredible detail in the Epoch Times article. Other news organizations are trying to ignore it. Good luck with that. Lee Dundas with me now to talk about it. Well-known attorney at law. She's with citizensrights.org. Citizens-rights.org is what it is. And Lee, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live once again.
Thank you for having me, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about what you're doing because you're at the, I don't know, I don't like to use the term tip of the spear, but you're at the center of the great news, right?
I guess it all depends on, you know, your point of view. Either I'm famous or infamous, center of the hurricane or center of, the freedom fight. But call it what you will, this is absolutely indisputable. Things are changing here in America, and they're changing for the better, and I am happy to be a part of whatever people want to call that.
Right. Now, you're down in California. I know that there are, I don't know what you want to call them, breakouts, meetups, walkouts, really all over the country, right?
Yeah, that is right. The light of liberty, you know, she's a hard thing to extinguish, and I think the good Americans from coast to coast aren't planning on letting that happen anytime soon. So if people call me the organizer of this nationwide walkout, that's really, an ambitious description. All I was doing was taking my cues from the boys and girls who were leading the charge. Blue-collar workers in the main initially, but they were rapidly joined over the recent days by white-collar workers who were, to a man and a woman, singing the same song, beating the same drum, saying, we're not doing this anymore. You are not going to make our job contingent on a vaccine mandate, on a poison shot. My gosh, it's all over the news in California. I think nationwide, as of yesterday, people are like, hey, where's Gruesom Newsom, the Cali governor? He hasn't been seen in days. And the rumor has it, and we're getting leaks out of the Capitol, not me in particular, but friends of mine saying, yeah, he went down with the second jab. Of course, he also mixed the jabs. He mixed, I guess, Pfizer and Moderna. And, you know, you got to scratch your head and look at that and go, dude, weren't you ever in college? Didn't they teach you then not to mix your stuff? Don't mix your alcohol. If you're going to do hard stuff, don't mix it up. And, man, that kill shot is very hard stuff indeed. So apparently the blue-collar workers in California are smarter than our governor, but that's not news to anybody living in California right now.
So am I just wondering where the heck Governor Newsom is? Is that what we're still wondering?
That started going like wildfire, at least around social media, and the people I know who, like I said, are insiders up in NorCal, and they're like, yeah, he hasn't been seen in a long time since right after his shot. He canceled a bunch of trips. He was supposed to be in Scotland. He was supposed to be, rubbing knees with all the movers and shakers on his side of the fence on all the progressive issues, and it's just been crickets. Apparently, Children's Health Defense Bobby Kennedy's group was reporting that they had a whistleblower saying he, at a minimum, he had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which we'll make it look a little weird on camera. Of course he does anyway, but a lot of people were...
Or it could just be a severe case of Bell's palsy, because I know that the coronavirus vaccines, the bioweapon, is giving people Bell's palsy also. So hopefully it's little milder like Bell's palsy. The problem is you still can't go on camera because your facial droop, and it'll be all one-sided and everything else, right?
Well, exactly. And, they're a very one-sided sort of group up there. So to have the face match the message wouldn't be such a bad thing. And it would, I think, start waking people up if you had our, ostensible leaders in this nation, the governors of big states, say, oh, yeah, this jab is so great. There's pictures of me rolling up my shirt sleeve to get it. And, the next day I can't talk or potentially walk. I mean, Bell's palsy is usually considered to be partial facial paralysis, but Guillain-Barré can be substantially more severe and affect the whole body. And you don't want to mess around with that paralytic, any of those partial paralytic conditions, because they can progress and turn into worse things. But, again, I think a lot of your listeners understand that. Certainly the people that follow me understand that. And honestly, our governor should as well, because at least one of his children, I understand, is vaccine injured. So that guy knew better. And I was just shaking my head going, wow, man, if I were going to be posing for the left, at least I'd be getting a placebo. But apparently he was too dumb to do that, and now he's paying the price. And couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, or the comments that I'm seeing on social media. I don't wish ill on anybody, but I also am not going to be crying when you end up laying in the bed that you made. So there you have it, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be part of what's going on, text the word freedom to 53445, 53445, and you can get updates on what's going on. The reason that we kind of mentioned this situation with a good, do I dare say good? where the heck's Gavin, governor? Because I'm kind of saying, you know what? The timing of this is very, very strange. When we have a big walkout, when we're drawing attention to this in the state of California, when he takes the jab, disappears, it's very coincidental, to say the least. Interesting. Now, in addition to this, though, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva announced that he would not enforce the county's vaccine mandate for county employees. He just simply says it'll be devastating, and he's not doing it. That ought to have a big impact on the walkout too, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you've got employers, whether they're governmental agencies or local agencies like sheriffs or in private industry, really between a rock and a hard place, as well they should be right now. I mean, they shouldn't be. We should be living in a free society. But since we're not, either they can do the administration's bidding and mandate that which should not be able to be mandated because it is inherently unconstitutional as well as being unconscionable and immoral. But, they're going to mandate and they're going to have their employees walk out. And if they're a for-profit entity, that's going to hurt them in the bottom line, in the pocketbook. But also if you're, an entity that's charged with keeping peace in a time of chaos, that's really going to impact your ability to actually do that when you don't have the manpower. And let me tell you, I wouldn't want to be in any big city right now, especially a blue-leaning city, charged with protecting lives and not having enough bodies to actually make sure that gets done. And that's what a lot of these law enforcement and sheriff's departments are facing. So the smart guys and or the ones who give a darn about our Constitution are just looking up and saying, you can move your mouth all you want from the top on down, but we ain't playing ball because, A, it's unconstitutional, and, B, we're not going to put our remaining boys and girls in jeopardy by going out into the streets with an eviscerated police force or an eviscerated military, which is, also one of this administration's goals right now.
Wow. All right. Give me the kind of outline of what's going on in your neck of the woods with regards to the walkout then.
Yeah, let me get to that. So, it's a little bit hard because without mainstream media covering it, you're left with the old school way we all grew up, which is pick up the phone and call your friend and get the details and the word of mouth. But as you saw from that Epoch Times article that you quoted at the beginning that came out, I think it was really the evening before the strikes. I believe that was on Sunday. That reporter just did one heck of a job, and he went around to all of the big companies. I'm talking the 800 300-pound gorillas on the block, Sam. We're talking Raytheon employees, Honeywell employees, Thomson Reuters employees. You know, I work indirectly with Thomson Reuters. They are one of the premier intelligence profile developing companies on the planet. So when you're trying to get intel profiles into the hands of banking institutions about who the bad guys are that are running or laundering dirty money through their branches, Thomson Reuters, that's the group on post that are putting together the facts so that, you know, institutions aren't inadvertently laundering money from the cartels or the sex trafficking mafia, you know, in Asia. So the employees at all these big giants, Raytheon, Honeywell, Thomson Reuters, we got LA firefighters, we got employees at Amtrak speaking out, Verizon. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
And you mentioned a lot of people, but you didn't even mention a single airline, and the pilots are sick of it too.
Yeah, well, I'm getting there because I was on the airlines yesterday. I had to fly. But these employees were like, you know what? We've been working here 18, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in some cases. And they're like, this is insanity. And we're not playing ball. We're walking out. And what we're hearing back, we're still accumulating the data, is there were significant disruptions in many, I haven't talked to all of the entities I just mentioned or the employees of those entities, many of those entities. I had pilots talking to me about Raytheon yesterday after they got done talking to me at the airports about their own issues. And they said, oh, yeah, ha, ha, you know, Phoenix went down, not a chance. Those boys were not playing ball at Southwest and American.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is turning the supply chain into an absolute disaster. And firefighters are simply rebelling. It's all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Dundas continues to talk about it on Liberty Roundtable Live in mere seconds. Hang tight, folks.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, attorney at law Lee Dundas, well-known activist for the supreme law of the land and for we the people, people-rights, is the website to pay attention to, ladies and gentlemen. No, Citizens Rights, People's Rights is Ammon's group. Well, citizens-rights.org, I should say. We're talking about the event nationwide, walk off the job, or I'm adding, or walk out of school, folks. Protest rallies to take the place November 8th through the 11th. To get updates on everything that's happening, text the word FREEDOM to 53445, 53445. So Los Angeles County Sheriff not going along. The whole epic showdown, ladies and gentlemen, between freedom-loving Americans and the power-mad elites intent on implementing their tyrannical authoritarian agendas is laid out as never before in the sensational October issue of WND's monthly Whistleblower magazine. It's titled The Great American Rebellion. We will not comply with COVID-19 power grabs. It ignites bold new era of national defiance, ladies and gentlemen, WND.com. But that's really just the tip of the iceberg for the walkout, Lee.
Yeah, it is the tip of the iceberg, but you know, there's a lot of tips of the icebergs right now. I don't know if we got to it before your commercial break, but I know we were talking about the cops, but you know, the firefighters are also taking heavy fire, double entendre intended there, but it's really a shame because, again, we're talking about the people who keep us safe when stuff goes wrong. And I don't know if you heard this, but I was seeing out of New York, and this was a few days ago now, 31 stations were unable to be open and manned up because they just didn't have the crew. They just don't have the crew to do it when there's, you know, when they've got these mandates in place. We're seeing the same thing. I mean, nurses in big hospitals in Southern California, I had a friend went in to get blood drawn at a big old hospital. Normally takes her 20 minutes, took 4 hours. Phlebotomist came into the room and said, yeah, we've got half our imaging department closed because we just can't man it. And it's only going to get worse. They haven't even fired those of us who aren't vaxxed yet, but that's coming next. But I'm holding the line. This phlebotomist knew the time of day. We got reports yesterday. Stop me if I'm repeating myself. I talked to a guy yesterday, fresh out of the Army. 7 out of 10 active Army men and women are not vaccinated and refusing to go along with the plan and getting written up for it. Apparently, they've got a tiered system where you get a write-up, another write-up. I don't know where this ends, probably eventually getting routed out either with a discharge or a dishonorable discharge, which just is a travesty. I mean, again, we're talking about the men and women that have, in many cases, you know, been seriously wounded, fighting for our country, fighting for freedom, and now we're going to rout them out with a damned dishonorable discharge? How dare we? How dare we call ourselves a free country and treat our citizens that have kept us free, kept us safe, our cops, our firefighters, our men and women who are in the military, like we are doing now. Arizona National Guard, I'm getting calls right now saying 60% unvaccinated. As of this week, they're not going to be on the job. You don't need to be Einstein to recognize what the heck that's going to do to the border they share with Mexico and the cartels that are manning up on the other sides. But, you know, in addition to that, I want to spend a little moment here on the freight trains. We've seen how the flu, call it the freedom flu, call it the Fauci flu, call it whatever you want, how that seems to be strangely affecting just Southwest and American right now with the policies that those organizations have been pushing on their pilots. Today was another day like yesterday, rather, was another day like that. But it now seems to have jumped industries, Sam, because I am hearing out in Northern California that there were no freight train horns from midnight of the night prior by guys who live near that track, those freight tracks, and they usually hear horns going every couple hours. 85 to 90% of folks who run those freight trains in certain regions on our side of the Mississippi, I'm talking west of the Mississippi, this half of the country, were apparently MIA. Either they were ill or they were whatever, but they weren't there. And from what I understand, just one day of freight trains not rolling down the track can back things up a good month. And we have no idea if that flu is going to last longer than yesterday. And I'm going to tell you something.
Rail freight. Yeah, the 96-hour flu from the 8th to the 11th is what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. But, you know, freight trains, I don't know if your people know this. I certainly didn't until yesterday when I started looking into it. But it's a duopoly, Sam, in our country, like a monopoly, but basically
yes,
instead of
is.
One company. Yeah, it's one company on our side of the tracks, and it's BNSF runs freight east of the Mississippi. And did you see what they did? BNSF, the rail carrier, apparently as the plaintiff, went in and preemptively sued their unions. They sued the Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, the International Association of Sheet Metal, Air Rail Transport Workers, Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, Maintenance Guys. These these are the guys who drive the trains down the track when it comes to freight and repair it so that they can run those trains down the track. They preemptively sued them. I'm not sure what the BNSF employees are feeling, if they were feeling flu-like yesterday, and I'm not advocating an unlawful strike. These guys aren't allowed to strike by federal law, just like the pilots can't, without doing certain preconditions first. But I'm telling you, just as a common sense kind of girl.
But hold on, let me stop you on this precondition stuff first law, though. I disagree with it, and I'm going to tell you why. I mean, I know it's the law of the land, but here's why I kind of think we need to have some appropriate accountability there, too. When Joe Biden holds off for 2 months and just leaves a press release, and then he files his documentation right before Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then says it takes effect by mandate on, quote, January 4th, there's no time for those precursor actions to take place. A judge needs to deal with that honorably, or you know what? All bets are off with that, too.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, you know, you fight fire with fire. You want to live in a polite society. We all play by the polite society rules. But right now, this administration is not. I mean, they're forcing a kill shot and ripping apart our Constitution in the process. So yeah, I don't know how rail freight employees were feeling east of the Mississippi back to where we jumped off. But I can tell you something as a lawyer for almost 30 years, when your employer preemptively and wrongly sues the unions that represent the working men, and they were probably already a little, you know, the natives were already a little restless on this point. I think that any remaining goodwill there is going to go directly out the window. And I have severe concerns. I'll just leave it there. I have severe concerns about rail freight in this country. But, you make the bed, you have to be prepared to live in it. And Biden is playing a very scary game of chicken with the people who make the product and move the product in this country, and they're not having it. And they're saying, you want to play this? We're going to call your bluff. We're going to stop the train, stop the trucks, stop the container ships, and enjoy your holiday season without any of the products that Americans have come to love. Now, the trick is for America to realize you don't blame the blue-collar workers any more than you blame the rape victim, any more than you blame the people who were marching with Martin Luther King for equal access for children of all color to schools. You don't blame the people being persecuted for saying, we're not having it, we're doing a sit-in or a sit-out. You want to lay blame anywhere? You blame this damned administration for ripping apart our Constitution and putting a proverbial gun to the head of every white-collar and blue color worker in this nation, saying you get the kill shot or you can't eat next month because we're taking your job away. That is where the blame lies, and I am here to tell you the good, hardworking people of America are rallying this week. They are walking off when it's lawful to do so, and maybe even when it's not. I don't know. Maybe they're just catching the flu, but the point, I think, is going to be made, and if you haven't seen this yet, again, text the word freedom to 53445 so you can get in the know, you can participate in the rallies that are going on, and you can do your part to protect our country.
All right, Lee, there's several things I want to bring up to you and get your take on. First of all, while Fauci's literally killing puppies, ladies and gentlemen, in his research, Senator Rand Paul says Dr. Fauci needs to resign and or be fired now. Amen to that reality check. But OSHA gives workers until January 4 to comply with the mandate. Now, here's what I find interesting, though. A stay was granted by a federal appeals court in Louisiana, temporarily blocking the mandate. This is the sign that we got an uphill battle going on. Tennessee bans vaccine passports and protects doctors that speak out against shots. Texas towns avoid some federal mandates by rejecting federal monies, ladies and gentlemen. So OSHA now is looking for snitches to enforce vax mandates, all right? They want Karens and snitches to make this happen. Now, listen to this. A study published by Qualtrics, they just happened to do an instant poll, don't you know, that says over half of employees would report a coworker for violating vaccine mandates, USA Today. This is all part of the propaganda push, ladies and gentlemen. But even states are pushing back. It's incredible. Lee Dundas with me. Can you stay a little longer, Lee?
I sure can, Sam.
All right, stay there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business, man. The 8th to the 11th, nationwide walk-off, off the job or out of school. Get involved now.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Standard Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Although a recount has been requested, it looks as if the governor's mansion in New Jersey will not have a new occupant.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The company Smartmatic filed separate defamation lawsuits against Newsmax and One America News Network Wednesday, accusing the networks of knowingly peddling disinformation about its voting technology during the 2020 presidential election. They say a disinformation campaign harms Smartmatic's business model. USA Radio News.
Lee Dundas with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this nationwide walkout for school and work, ladies and gentlemen, about this vaccine deal. This whole epic showdown between freedom-loving Americans and power-grabbing bureaucrats has got to be dealt with. It's a nationwide walk off the job or walk out of school, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening November 8th through the 11th. To get updates, text the word freedom to 53445. 53445. So, Lee Dundas, a couple of quick questions for you about this. First off, workers are quitting hotel and restaurant jobs at the highest rate on record, writes Newsmax. This is serious because we're getting into a situation where not only are people walking off the jobs now for these few days to make a point and to highlight we're not going to tolerate this anymore, but literally a lot of people are just flat out checking out of the workforce, period, to where you can't hardly go out to eat, you can't hardly go to retail establishments, etc. This is bigger than we even think. Even the organizers, bigger than we think, I'm convinced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. We're seeing it. I mean, I was talking to some guys who work for one of the airlines that is catching the flu a lot, and they said, you know, I don't know if your people know this, Sam, but this is the highest ticket sales for air industry coming into this upcoming holiday season ever. And we all know how crazy the day after Thanksgiving is and before Thanksgiving for flights. They are booked with more travel this year than ever before in the history of air travel or this planet. And they've got a huge problem because they've got side effects occurring in the pilots and flight attendants who agreed to get the vaccine. I mean, to the extent that EMTs are rolling out into these hotels where they you know, deadhead overnight, or, you know, book them while they're deadheading or getting ready to deadhead by the dozens. And, you know, you got pilots going down mid-flight. And the boys who don't want this and the girls who don't want this are like, yeah, you know, apparently they're catching the flu. But the other thing I'm hearing is they're just quitting for good. The airlines, especially some of the big ones that have had unusual challenges over the last month, can't afford to lose a single pilot. And they're getting it from both ends now. They've got pilots dying, flight attendants dying or having side effects that mean they can't fly the plane or work on the plane. And then, you know, the other guys are like, if this is the way you're going to treat us, we don't even want to see how this shakes out. We're just going to walk off and go work somewhere else. And, yeah, retail, the same thing. And I got to say, it's having an effect. People need to hold the line, because I walked in, I'm in San Francisco right now, walked into a full service, nice national chain hotel down here in downtown San Francisco without a mask, without a vaccine passport. Nobody said boo to me, and nobody even asked to see my vaccine passport card when I said I needed food. So a lot of these employers are starting to understand, you want to enforce tyranny, you're not going to stay in business. The American people and the American workers are going to bankrupt you before they go along with this kill shot plan.
Ladies and gentlemen, FDA and the CDC greenlight Pfizer's, listen to this, experimental COVID biologic for children ages 5 to 11 years old. Now, you've heard that on the news, but I got a question, Lee. I'm not very smart. If they've approved the Pfizer vaccine, which they claim they have, so nobody needs the experimental one now, they've approved it, why are we doing an emergency for the children?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, but you know, it all goes back to the fact that if you know your history, coming out of World War II, after Joseph Mengele, one of Hitler's minions, went around experimenting on Jews and Romani and gays and Jehovah's Witnesses and political dissidents and people who couldn't fight back because they were being persecuted, what America and England said at the end of that is, one, we're going to hold you accountable by putting you on trial for war crimes, and if you were a bad enough player, we're going to execute you. And secondly, we're going to make damn sure this never happens again by putting together the Nuremberg Code, which says you can't force people to do things. You have to have truly voluntary and informed consent for medical procedures. And if it's experimental, that's a no-no. If you're coercing people into something, whether it's experimental or not, that's not truly voluntary, Sam. If you're bribing them, if you're putting them under duress at threat of losing their job, these are all violations of international, federal, and in many cases, state law. A lot of the states have books, laws on the books against this stuff as well. But it's, you know, it's kangaroo court central. I've seen courts in third world countries that are doing a better job protecting the rights of their citizens than the courts right now. Although, I will say, in the last week, we've had a little bit of a breath of sanity with that Fifth Circuit down in Louisiana going, you know what, there are, quote, grave statutory and constitutional concerns with Biden's little mandate, and we are staying this pending more hearings. And I think if they hold to their guns, as they should, that stay is going to be made permanent, essentially. And Biden's going to have to, you know, double down and take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the reality is none of this stuff is lawful. Not a single thing they're doing, and especially against the kids. And if I live long enough to see it, I am going to spend my ever-loving last time, dime, and breath on making darn sure this ends the way that Nazi Germany ended, and that is by putting these people who are responsible for killing Americans, people in other countries, and now children on trial for their crimes against humanity.
All right. You guys are going to be at the San Francisco Bridge on Thursday?
Oh, heck yes. Thank you for reminding me. And every single person needs to be there if you can catch a plane ride or a train ride. Y'all need to get there. It is going to be historic. And here's the reason, Sam. For the first time in history, certainly on any recent history or issues, we've got people from all walks of life coming together, united, despite their differences, on one common reality and truth, which is we're not going to tolerate vaccine mandates. We have confirmed a BLM New York speaker. Hawk Newsom is coming. We have people on the right coming. We have people on the left coming. We have, obviously, straight people coming. We have LGBTQ people coming. We have Jews, Muslims, Christians, atheists, Mormons. I am telling you, every single person now understands the enemy is the 1% elite that have banded together through pharma and tech to kill good, hardworking people on this planet. And despite their differences, different race, different nationality, different religions, different views on most other matters, they are standing in solidarity at 3 o'clock next to the Roundhouse Cafe at the east end of the Golden Gate Bridge. Again, that's Roundhouse Cafe. And they are saying to the world, we are united. And we are going to, if we are going to live in a truly free society, that doesn't leave any room for any medical mandate, especially one that is a kill shot when you look at the numbers of people who have already died. So we're going to have great speakers there. I'm going to be speaking, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Hawk Newsom, all sorts of other folks, survivors of communist and fascist regimes. I mean, this is going to be an epic and momentous point in history. You don't want to miss it. We've got the Golden Gate Bridge and the sun setting in the background. 3 p.m., east entrance of the Golden Gate Bridge, next to the Roundhouse Cafe. Be there or be square. Drop everything. You know you're walking out anyway. Go to nationwidewalkout.com for more details. Again, that is nationwidewalkout.com. Come join us in solidarity.
Nationwidewalkout.com, ladies and gentlemen. Lee, it's so bad, this transportation problem now, whether it's ferrying people via airlines, or whether it's freight via the trains, whether it's et cetera, et cetera. It's so bad now. Containers are sitting around everywhere on the coast of California. And here's the headline now. Homeless Californians are reportedly breaking into backlog shipping containers. So now you've got the homeless destroying all this property that's stuck everywhere.
Well, you know, let's think about this. Newsom releases tens of thousands of convicted criminals from our prisons at the beginning of the pandemic. I'm talking hardened rapists who've raped, you know, minors. Everybody who's a bad guy and anybody who's a bad guy flooded out of our prison systems and into the streets, where a lot of them don't have great networks or they wouldn't have been in prison in the first place. And now they're homeless. And now, you know, because we're living in California, you know, they need to find something to do with themselves, and they can't go back to prison because there's nobody to arrest them. You can't be arrested for things like homelessness or even minor crimes like, you know, walking out of, you know, Walmart with $1,000 worth of goods. So what are they doing? They're doing what criminals do everywhere. They're creating more mayhem, more chaos, and busting into those shipping containers, which is also a direct result of Governor Newsom and our stupid legislature's actions, because they're saying, hey, we're not going to allow truckers to come into the state. If you've got an older than 2011 truck or 2010 engine or whatever the rule is. So now the truckers are like, peace out. I was on a trucker Facebook website last night, Facebook site, and New Mexico's doing similar stupid stuff, wanting to see vaccine passports from the truckers. The trucker's like, yeah, we'll just drive around New Mexico. They can have fun getting their product without us coming into their state. So you've got literally trucks that won't come into California. You've got containers that can't be unloaded because the people who are supposed to unload them are walking off the job. And, you know, it's a perfect storm. I'm not shocked that the homeless are breaking into the containers. Somebody's bound to eventually. And this is all, again, a result of liberal lefty politics at the heels, on the heels of governors like Newsom, who are blue and drinking the Kool-Aid.
Hey, where's Gavin, ladies and gentlemen? Just wondering. Lee Dundas, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
The Nationwide Walkout, ladies and gentlemen. Nationwidewalkout.com to learn more. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Dundas had to fly. She's got so much going on. She's quite humble, but she's at the center of this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, in California. Stand for freedom and join the four-day strike against employers forcing the vax. Nationwidewalkout.com. Or you want to get information via text, text the word freedom to 53445. That's 53445. And learn about it. And I know this is a very difficult thing. Some people are saying, hey, you know, I don't want to participate in a nationwide strike because if I do, it's just going to harm, you know, the businesses that are struggling already. And I understand that side of the discussion, but let me tell you what else I understand. We've got to do something. And if your employer is willing to stand up and not force the vax, then you know what? You don't need to walk out, right? That's my response. And you say, well, companies just feel forced. I know, but a few companies have been standing up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at In-N-Out Burger. They've been standing up quite well. Are they perfect? Far from. But In-N-Out Burger has been doing a great job, right? So there are ways to stand up. And I hate to harm business. I hate to create issues. But who's creating the problem? Who is standing strong and joining the rallies? Okay. This is serious. Who is willing to make a difference? What do we do about this issue, right? It's a serious problem. And I hate to harm anybody or make any problems worse. I'll be the first to say that. But at the same time, I just kind of go, how do we push back? How do we let our feelings be known? We don't really have an option in the courts, do we? I mean, there's three main issues that are really plaguing society right now. They're front, center, whatever term you want to call it, right? And it's really the three things are, one, the COVID, the vaccines, the masks, the mandates, the COVID brought on thing. So the mandates are one center stage issue. They're going to make climate change a center stage issue, but it's not really there yet, right? The next one primarily is the border, right? I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and she was saying that, hey, you know what? The vax mandate, the border, those are the two biggest issues. The third one is vote fraud. Think about that. The border, vote fraud, and the vax issue. right? The word crisis being thrown around everywhere on all three fronts, right? They say major automakers now, from GM to Toyota, are shutting their factories. They're warning that Christmas, as we know it, may not happen this year. Massive food distributor Sysco says it's going to have trouble stocking grocery store shelves. Not because of the recession or the virus, not because of the new lockdown or war, but the very opposite, a new threat. What's going on, you say? Well, supply chain. Now we've got a serious problem with supply chain. Where are we going to go with that discussion? And now you've got literally the government adding insult to injury on the supply chain. Pretty soon, I don't know how many restaurants will be able to stay open, folks. Right? All right, a quick update for you on the, what do they call this guy's name? Rittenhouse trial. You know Kyle Rittenhouse? There's a big trial now. Shock admission by star witness at Rittenhouse trial. It stuns the prosecutors to the core. Here's what happened. Gage Kroskritz, I think that's how you say the name, admits to drawing his gun before getting shot by Kyle. Verlin Wyatt with the Daily Caller reports that piece. So now you've got a situation where, hey, they attacked Kyle over and over. How dare you get so gun happy? How dare you get crazy? Now it turns out the star witness, the only guy that survived, said, hey, I pulled out a gun before Kyle shot me. What do you think about that, folks? Yeah, it turns out that I guess he blames the fact that he didn't admit this before on medications and all kinds of stress. But it turns out that he admits he pulled the gun and then he got shot. That changes the narrative big time, ladies and gentlemen. Big time, doesn't it? Think about that. Wow. Anyway, that's an update in that trial. We need to get a Charlottesville update soon here, too. I'll try to grab an informed guest on that over the next couple of days. But wow. All right. Now, I mentioned to you as well that we've got a serious problem with energy, with transportation, with supply chain, with, now the headline says this, Glenn Beck, quote, every new car will be electric by 2030. Do you think Glenn Beck's right on that? I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me. Would it surprise you, folks? Would it shock you, ladies and gentlemen? That is just shocking. All cars will be electric, ladies and gentlemen, by 2030. Is Glenn Beck right on that? Because as you know, these electric cars are incredibly expensive. These electric cars are very weird, right? I mean, they're very weird, folks. They're expensive. They don't work that well. We don't have infrastructure to support them. I mean, this is disaster. So there you have it. Glenn Beck says every new car will be electric by 2030. All right, can you guys see me okay? All right, you can see me and hear me. Fantastic news. I can hear you great, Sheriff. So we're gearing up for the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, the Brighty on TV simulcast. It'll be TV radio simulcast of the Sheriff Mac show coming up in just minutes. But I got to finish the first hour on just radio first. But, man, there's so much to cover, ladies and gentlemen. All right, it turns out that Lauren Boebert trolls Ocasio-Cortez. She's got the tax the rich dress going on. And she wears a, quote, let's go Brandon dress. Now, I'm not fond, ladies and gentlemen, of let's go Brandon dress at all. But this is what we've done in America. We've learned just to spend our time figuring out how to troll and trigger one another to the point of no return. I don't know when Ocasio-Cortez wears a dress to mock us as conservatives, then Lauren Boebert wears a dress to mock Ocasio-Cortez. Where do we go with that kind of an attitude? I don't believe in the Let's Go Brandon movement at all, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a mistake. I think it brings us to a moral low. I don't think it really accomplishes anything. I don't think it accomplishes hardly anything at all. We need to be very, very concerned about this. All right? Very concerned indeed. All right, there's so much to discuss, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to even know what news we should get to. This nationwide walkout is a big deal. You literally have all kinds of folks getting what they call the freedom flu because by law, they're not allowed to walk off the job. Imagine having a law that says you can't strike, you can't choose not to work if you want to. It's against the law, right? But then what these workers do is they just simply say, well, man, I got the flu. I can't come into work, by golly. The problem with that reality check is they're calling it the freedom flu. There you have it. All right, I also want to mention Mike Pence. He cashes in big time as he waits big money with speech offers before he works for the 2024, you know, possibility to be run for president. But he cashes in big money as he's called to speak around the country. Yeah, we're talking big money, folks. How much do you think he should get per speech, right? He's a person that sees himself as the future president. Yeah, he's writing books, giving speeches. Mike Pence, he's making real money for the first time in his life. We're talking six-figure speeches for good old Mike Pence now. What do you think of that? Are you comfortable with Mike Pence cashing in as he waits big money? Speech offers roll in. It's a 2024 presidential possibility for Mike, right? But are you comfortable when you know he's bringing in big six-figure speaking gigs? Now, I know that Pence and Trump still talk on the phone, but Pence has kind of avoided Trump publicly, never appearing with him. Now, think about that. Now, of course, Pence has played down the Capitol attack. $100K to come speak. Could you imagine going on a speaking gig and getting $100,000, ladies and gentlemen? That's a gig we could all ask for. I don't know how much you need to make per year, but I could speak like quarterly. Once a quarter, once every 13 weeks. And be Mike Pence and just go ahead and get that kind of speaking fee. Wouldn't that be incredible? Then I could just do radio. I'd be making $400,000 a year. I'd be gone one weekend a quarter, Saturday or, I don't know, Friday or whenever I speak, evening, whatever, per quarter. I'd be bringing in $400,000. Then I could just spend the rest of my time traveling and defending liberty and going to all the conferences and, reporting and doing whistleblowing and telling the tale as a nationally syndicated host as I do and more. I mean, just imagine that. Just imagine if I could get that kind of speaking dollars. Or just imagine if Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack could get that kind of speaking dollars. $100,000 a gig. We're lucky to get enough to cover our costs oftentimes. We're lucky to get an honorarium that actually can feed our family while we're gone kind of stuff. And this guy, Mike Pence, the guy that really wouldn't double down and have Congress dig in to find out about the election fraud at all. This guy literally gets $100,000 a speaking gig. Because why? Well, he just might be the top dog in 2024. If Trump sets aside, everybody kind of says Biden's a whacked out nut. Let's go for Mike Pence. Is that where we're headed? Is he the next good old boy in the Republican, quote, lineup to get the, quote, nod? Is that where we're headed with old Mike Pence? See, I think Mike Pence is a nice guy, and I think he's a Christian. But I also think he's a socialist, and he doesn't understand the Constitution. So I wouldn't vote for Mike Pence. Nice guy. Go study the Constitution. Go take Cleon Skousen's education courses. God rest Cleon Skousen's soul, but you can still read his books and get educated from the incredible work he did. I would send Mike to Constitution school is what I would do. And then let somebody who understands the supreme law and who will swear an oath and become the commander-in-chief. What about that idea? All right, hour one of the can. Hour two coming up with Brighty on TV in seconds. God save the Republic. of the United States of America.